Some cars are comfy on the inside, but don't have power on the outside. And some cars have the horsepower, but none of the comfort. I used to think there weren't any cars that were the total package. But that all changed when I got my Honda SUV. It's rugged and sophisticated. And right now, Honda has deals on the entire Honda SUV lineup. CR-V, HR-V, Pilot, Passport, you name it. So if you're looking for a car that's the total package, the only place you'll find it is at your local Honda dealer. Hurry before they're all gone.
The Oracle Network.
Due to the mature content of this program, listener discretion is advised.
Back into the Depth of Darkness, the podcast that dives deep into all things dark and wrong in this world. We're your hosts, as always. I'm Mandy.
And I'm retired Major Huge Ass, coming at you in your face.
Yes, indeedy.
Indeed.
Welcome back, everyone. So today we're going to be doing a total 360 compared to our last few episodes. Totally different, kind of.
Yeah.
Kind of. And we're going to be diving all kinds of deep into two horrifying urban legends. And is it an urban legend? We'll find out shortly. You know, we have to sprinkle in some creepy and eerie episodes here and there because you know how we do. Can't just be all true crime. Can't just be all paranormal. Can't be all just weird as F. Actually, yes, it has to be all weird as F. Because that's us. That's
yeah, it's got to be what a freak do. Show.
Yeah. So without further ado, yes, Hugh's going to start us off with the disturbing legend of Skinned Tom. Take it away, Hugh.
Skinned Tom! Skinned Tom is a boogeyman-type figure and the subject of a gruesome urban legend known as Skinned Tom. Go figure.
Yeah.
Legend. The following details the story of Skinned Tom in the style it would normally be told by someone at a campfire or on a school campus.
Oh, spooky.
In life, Tom was a good-looking guy who liked the ladies.
Yeah.
Once he dated all the available girls in the area, he started seeing a girl in the next town, not knowing she was married. Eventually, her husband got wind of what was going on and vowed revenge on the two of them. He told his wife he was going out of town for the weekend, then hid in the woods behind their house. As he'd guessed, that evening, Tom showed up to take the lady out.
It's getting exciting and exhilarating now.
Yeah, it sounds like he had a cold or something. The husband followed them to the nearby Lover's Lane. Things were getting pretty hot and heavy, if you know what I mean. When all of a sudden the car door was jerked open and Tom came face to face with one very large, I should say very huge, very angry looking dude wielding a hunting knife.
That's not the only thing getting jerked.
Oh no, screamed the girl who had started all the trouble in the first place. It's my husband.
Yeah.
That's right, you cheating blah blah blah, yelled her husband. I'm about to teach you a lesson you'll never forget, if you live long enough.
Yeah.
He pulled her off Tom, rammed the knife into her stomach once, and tossed her aside. He then turned back to Tom, grinning maniacally. Don't hurt me, Tom begged. I swear to God I didn't know she was married. But the wronged husband didn't listen. He dragged Tom out of the car and skinned him alive with the hunting knife. Yeah. Then he went to town and turned himself into the police.
Oh, God.
When the police arrived at this crime scene, they found the woman, who was miraculously still alive.
Whoa.
And able to tell this strange story. But Tom was nowhere to be found. They say he's still hanging around Lover's Lane, waiting to catch a couple and teach them the same lesson. His girlfriend's husband taught him. He's described as a bloody skeleton in his 20s. What? No, in 20s clothes. Mm. Carrying the knife he was skinned with himself. All the teenagers around here grow up hearing, don't go to Lover's Lane if you don't want to be Skin Tom's next victim.
Yummy.
In some version of Skin Tom, the woman's still married and her husband still kill Tom. But let the cheating woman alive to hear Tom scream as he killed him. Or she tried to stop her husband or run away from the scene to let Tom to his fate. That sounds more reasonable, I think.
Yeah. The way this person wrote this near the end, I'm like, what? the grammar's yeah. just got awful. It's just...
The grammar's out of touch, man.
Yeah. Well, that...
Type of villain. Horrid boogeyman.
Yeah. Boogeyman. Yeah. Ooh.
By the way, this was from fandom, villains.fandom.com.
Yeah, villains wiki.
/wiki/skinned-tom.
Yeah, links down below.
Or I should say underscore Tom, right? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, when you...
And there you go.
I had to add in my two cents.
That's all of it.
When you were saying he jerked him out of the car, I was like, that's not the only thing that was getting jerked.
Yeah. Jerked what out of the car?
So rancid.
No wonder he was nervous.
It's getting weird in here.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
I don't go that way. I don't go that way. Stop
we're
it.
We're swingers, Tom. We're swingers. We've got to improvise to make it less
yeah.
spooky.
Sounds like Tom had some gas.
Yeah, Skin Tom.
I don't know.
Things getting jerked and things getting skinned. I don't know what to think of this.
Yeah, things are getting jerked and skinned. We don't know what's happening. God. Sounds like a cheap porno flick. Yeah. And walked the delivery boy. Back to you, Mandy.
Alrighty. So now that you're probably a little disturbed and squeamish, I hope, let's move on over to our second legend of the day. The one I'll be covering. The haunting legend of the water babies of Massacre Rocks.
Legend.
Dun, dun, dun. All right. So I'm going to be reading from WeirdUS.com. Their website's actually quite aesthetically pleasing. I enjoy it quite much. It's a little disturbing, the stuff they have on here, but it's good. It's good. Yeah. So this is what it has to say. Outside of my hometown of Pocatello, Idaho. I don't know if I said that right. There's a tragic, frightening spot known as Massacre Rocks. And this is an actual place.
Okay.
It's a real place. So let's voyage over there, shall we?
You bet.
Long ago, it was the scene of an incredibly awful, sad incident. And nowadays, it is the home of ghosts who haunt it because of that incident. So this urban legend, is it real? Let's find out. Let's dive all kinds of deep into this Idaho urban legend. When Native Americans inhabited this area, there was a severe famine. It was so intense that the villagers got together and decided that there wasn't enough food to feed any new mouths. As babies were being born, their mothers were forced to take them down to the nearby river and drown them, rather than have them live a life of constant hunger and starvation. That's awful. I mean, at the same time, I can relate. Well, I can't relate. I shouldn't say. At the same time, I can understand. Yeah. They don't want their babies to suffer. Wow, that sounded awful. No, I didn't mean it like that. No, I would never. But I can understand, like, the trauma that they wouldn't want their child to suffer. All parents don't want their children to suffer. Most parents. I, for one, am one of those parents that don't want my kids to suffer. There's some dick parents out there. There is, which we've covered many of them on this channel. All the serial killers we see, we know they've got dick parents. So, but this is just awful. I don't think we can make fun of this, but let's keep going. Maybe there's something we can tease. Maybe somebody who came across something, but let's see.
Right.
Nowadays,
well, if I can't make fun of the story, I'll make fun of you. Go ahead.
All right. Yes. Nowadays, these so-called water babies still make their presence known. If you go to the banks of this river and sit for a while in silence, you will begin to hear the unmistakable sound of babies crying. Ooh, that's creepy. It's supposed to be the spirits of those same babies looking for their mothers. And it says this was written by Techno Tempo 420. And then there's some more information here. I'm going to keep reading. Water Babies of Utah Lake. Utah Lake covers 150 square miles in north central Utah. It's also the home of a few malevolent creatures whose purpose, it seems, is to antagonize human beings. There's more. It goes on about more weird things that occur in Utah. Should I read that too? Does that sound enticing?
Sure.
Alrighty, let's do it. The Ute Indians, and again, I don't know if I said that right, told stories of a mysterious race of dwarves who lived in the lake. They referred to them as water... Okay, this is related to the story. They referred to them as water babies because of their clever tactics in luring people to their deaths. They would make sounds very reminiscent of crying babies. Concerned people would take off into the lake in an effort to locate and rescue the endangered babies within, only to be dragged down into the depths by the nefarious water babies. But apparently it was actually some weird, mysterious race of dwarves.
Some weird,
that sounded like
creature.
Babies. Yeah. If one managed to escape the clutches of these devilish dwarves, they wouldn't be in the clear. A huge, predatorial, man-hating monster also calls Utah Lake home. The first sighting by a European occurred at the tail end of the Civil War, when a resident reported being chased to the shore by a 30-foot reptile. Damn. Which then turned around, joined another huge beast, and swam off. Could it have been a crocodile? Some giant reptile. The only thing I could think of is a crocodile. Maybe they'd never seen... Or an alligator. Who knows?
Something
I don't know what's
similar.
Common in this part of these states. Not very geographical, okay? Geographicalness is not my thing. Shortly after, a different man claimed to see a huge reptile with the head of a dog patrolling the waters of the lake. In 1870, some fishermen found a large, strange skull with tusks protruding from it in the water. Like a hippo? Maybe. Hippo skulls do look weird. I saw a picture online where, like, aliens from the future or people from the future see a elephant, or not an elephant. I'm just going all over the place today. My mind's just all scattered. If they find a hippo skull, and hippos are extinct at that time, the way they're going to composite what it looked like is going to look like some weird, like, alien monster. And it's like, maybe that's what we did with the dinosaurs, you know? We just... Maybe they look totally different than what we think they did. But I'm having a hard time thinking. The person outside, my neighbor is blowing the leaf blower, and it's just distracting me like crazy. I'm not hot. Ah, I'm not drunk.
I got one of those.
It's my dick neighbor.
One of those dickhead neighbors.
Yeah, dickhead. But that's the first thing I thought. I mean, if the tusks are protruding from the water, it could be a hippo because they have those giant front teeth, you know? Could be mistaken as a tusk. I don't know. I'm just assuming.
Quite.
You know, people from different parts of the world have different animals based on where they're located, so it's completely plausible.
Quite.
Yes, indubitably. Right. Okay. Sightings occurred steadily throughout the late 1800s through the 1920s when they died down. Be careful around Lake Utah. From beast to beastly babies, it's quite the threatening body of water. Welcome to Weird Utah. that entices me to want to go to Utah. Before this, I had no...
And that's from weirdus.com, by the way.
Hells yeah, it is. I already said that, didn't I?
Oh.
Yes, I did. I sat my sources.
Okay, then.
Damn it. But, thank you, Hugh. Now that we've dived into two super creepy urban legends, at least I think they were kind of a little bit. I think the baby one was creepier. What do you guys think? Let us know which one was on the creepier end of the spectrum.
Yeah, Skin Tom was just stupid, I think. Yeah.
Yeah, jerking and skinning.
Kind of
and
one of those stupid campfire stories.
Ooh, oogie boogie. Yeah. I like it, though. It's fun.
Yeah,
I'll probably tell my kids that when they're
fun.
A bit older. It was a little bit.
It's kind of fun until the guy was jerking on him.
Jerking him out of the car.
Yeah.
Jerking
Let
him
go.
All the way out of the car.
Let go!
Now that's a good grip. All right, but now that we've molested your ears more than comfortably possible, let's dive deep into those closing statements. Whee!
You're bad. Ah!
If you love our show and want to support the dark cause, then please consider leaving us a rating and review on Apple iTunes or wherever else you can leave reviews. Your reviews are what helps our show get noticed more easily and helps other listeners find our show a bit more quickly as well. By leaving a 5-star review, mentioned ad nauseum, you'll get one of our awesome Depth of Darkness stickers when you send us a screenshot of the review. So go on and get on, work on those reviews, and we'll be sending you something real special in return. Wink, 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 wink.
You have to laugh. She could always write our review on a bathroom stall in a truck stop. Get some of those guys.
Take a picture of it.
Call out unbeknownst.
They would enjoy our show, I think. You know, it'd be good for their long drives on the road.
They'd be running for the hills in no time.
Yeah, that's actually a good idea. Go ahead, guys. Go deface some bathroom stalls.
We'll have to come
in
up with some new stickers just for that.
Just a giant shit-stained toilet.
Yeah,
something like
hey,
that.
Hey, asshole, what are you looking at? But as long as you're here,
check out my podcast.
Yeah. Yeah.
That would actually be a good marketing ploy, you know.
It's not a bad deal.
It would reach people at different
patent that idea.
You know, different aspects. You can put them on porta potties. We'll throw out some business cards. You know,
we can get some urinal cakes. Whatever.
Urinal cakes with the DOD eyeball on it. Urinal cakes. Yeah.
Yeah.
Not cakes. Don't eat these. They get piss on them. That's disgusting. All right, but to top that off, if you really love our weirdness and want to shower us with even more dark love, no golden showers, please, just love, then consider joining us on our Patreon and becoming a member of our Dark Abyss. You'll not only get additional content each week, but you'll also get a ton of other incentives that are exclusive to our patrons, so definitely give our tiers a look down below.
Oh, yeah.
Starting at just a dollar a month, you're sure to find a tier that works for you.
Mm-hmm.
I'm pointing at you. I'm looking at you, beloved listener.
She's all got that romper room mirror thing going on. She sees all of you at home listening.
I'm watching all of you through your webcam. Or whatever that camera is on your tablet or phone or wherever you listen to this, I'm watching
you. Yeah, wherever you're at.
That's so creepy. And that's all for this week's episode, folks. I'm going to end it right there. Thanks again for tuning in to the Depth of Darkness. And until next time... Bye, Toodles!
Bye!
Some cars are comfy on the inside, but don't have power on the outside. And some cars have the horsepower, but none of the comfort. I used to think there weren't any cars that were the total package. But that all changed when I got my Honda SUV. It's rugged and sophisticated. And right now, Honda has deals on the entire Honda SUV lineup. CR-V, HR-V, Pilot, Passport, you name it. So if you're looking for a car that's the total package, the only place you'll find it is at your local Honda dealer. Hurry before they're all gone.
The been thinking about McDonald's all day, can't get it off my mind. I can already taste it. Ooh, got my mind on my mouth and my mouth ready for some Mickey D's deal.
There's a deal for every moment at McDonald's.
Right now, get two of your favorites for just $3.50. Mix and match a classic McChicken, a hot and spicy McChicken, or a juicy McDouble. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with combo meal. Single item at regular price.